Okay, here we go. Family roots run deep. Sometimes you have difficult decisions to make in families. Hello, my name is Catherine. I was brought up in the northwest of Ireland in a small town in Donegal. My father, God rest him, ran a company there with his three brothers. They were provided building materials, building supplies. They sold coal to the locals. They sold salt to the fishermen along the coast. They imported lumber from as far away as Canada and Scandinavia. And they even had a bakery. Now, growing up in this family, there were seven children in our family. My two eldest brothers, William and Gerard, studied business, and they went on to be chartered accountants. The eldest, William, was headhunted by Price Waterhouse in London, and he was brought over to the United States. He came to New York. He absolutely loved New York. He was enthralled. He himself is what you'd consider a blue-eyed Irish boy. He's very charming, very persuasive, and he met lots of people and absolutely loved it. The second brother, Gerard, also an accountant, went to work in Dublin, where he settled in very nicely. As time went on, one of my father's brothers, Charlie, died. And so my father himself took over more of the running of the business. And as time went on again, he was finding that a bit of a burden. So he decided it would be time to bring one of his sons back into the business. He asked my mother to write to my brother William in America and to ask him to come back. I don't know what kind of decision-making my brother William had, but he decided indeed to come back, and he settled into business with my father. Things were going well, and they decided to invite my brother Gerard to join them from Dublin. So he came from Dublin and joined them. It's only in recent years that my brother Gerard told me that he sat down with my father to review the financial situation of the company, to find out at this stage that in fact my father only owned very few of the shares in this company, that in fact the majority of shares were owned by his sisters and his brothers, my aunts and uncles. Anyway, things went on for a while, and unfortunately my dear father died at the age of 63, died young. The two brothers took over the business, and they had a big decision to make. They realized here they were running this business that they owned very little of. What was their decision? Would they sell the business or would they run the business? They spent the next number of years buying back the shares. This involved quite a bit of to-ing and fro-ing, wheeling and dealing. And some of it went to court. Some of it, people gave them shares, sold them shares. And eventually, they ended up in a position whereby each of them owned 48% of the shares. Because my mother, who had some of my shares from my father, she retained 2% of the shares. So now we go into the 90s in Ireland, the end of the 80s into the 90s, and the Celtic Tiger wheels into Ireland. There was a big housing boom, you're aware of it. My brothers were selling building materials, so they rode that wave. Things were very good. The business did extremely well. It did so well that they were able to rebuild the entire premises without borrowing $1. Obviously not dollars. But things were very good, and we were very proud of what they had achieved. And you would say to yourself, they have it made. Then the years passed, and you know, between the brothers, there seemed to be a couple of cracks, maybe one or two things not quite as good as you would hope. So we come into the 2000s, and in 2005, my brother William came to the States, and he decided that he would come here and look around for business opportunities, and he would travel a bit in the States. During that time, he visited my husband and I three times. The first time, I have a very vivid image of walking with him along the shore in Hammonasset. It's a beautiful day. And during that time, he told us about, you know, how good things were in Ireland and how it might be time to consider coming back, come back to the family. There would be opportunities for us. You know, we could do probably much better back in Ireland. And little by little, he was sort of sowing seeds as we walked on that beautiful day. Now, he went off to travel, and my husband and I you know, we started talking and we said, maybe there's something to this. We started talking about this idea and it had an allure. Back my brother comes from Florida, I think this time, with lots of stories. And he, during this second visit, he takes my husband aside quite a number of times. And he actually starts to show him the kind of work that he could do for the business. My husband's a programmer and he could actually set up the accounting system for the business. And he started him really working on this job, you know, ordering some books and thinking up some ideas. And so again, he left to travel. Off he went, this time to Las Vegas and to Hawaii. He knows a lot of people. And again, my husband and I, you know, continued to have that conversation as to what we might do. And there were, you know, maybe within me there was a little sense of unease about the whole thing, but that's, you know, we still went ahead. My brother comes back for the third time. And during this third visit, I sensed that perhaps there was some change, something had changed in this whole scenario. In this third visit, he was taking me aside and he was talking to me much more about my family responsibilities. And he was talking to me much more about what he had contributed to the business that he had come back from America to run and how important he had been to the success of this business. And how really my brother Gerard, the second brother, you know, although he was there as a director of the business, you know, he was telling me he hadn't done that much. He'd been a bit sick and maybe he hadn't contributed as much. And suddenly as I stood there in my kitchen and I looked at him, I realized, in fact, what it is he wanted. I realized what he was asking me. He wanted me. He knew I had a very good relationship with my mother. And what he wanted me to do was to persuade my mother to give him her 2% shares. Because as you very well know, there's a big difference between having 51% of the shares and having 48% of the shares. And his plan indeed was to put my second brother, Gerard, out of the business to get him to walk away. Well, I'm still here in the United States, so I guess you know my decision. And a few years later, my mother, God rest her, died. And in her wisdom and in her love for her family, she left 1% to my brother, Gerard, and 1% to my brother, William. Thank you.
Glad you stayed. Thank you, everybody, for coming out.